Blog Talk Radio.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
I feel the need for speed.
Wow, he's really fast, isn't he?
Yeah, buddy.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Nothing else matters, not the mortgage, not the store, not my team and all their bullshit. For those 10 seconds of love, I'm free.
I still got nothing.
Oh my goodness, was I talking that whole time and my microphone was not hooked in? I'll bet you that's what was going on. You guys totally did not hear the entire beginning of the show. I absolutely apologize for that. So, yeah, Colorado Air. All right, let's just take it from the top again. Guys, welcome to V8S Series Live, the only show dedicated to you, the V8S Series owner. We are broadcasting live, as I said, from Colorado, Fort Collins, Colorado, where marijuana is legal, and obviously I've partaken in a little bit. So anyway, guys, let's see. We would like to go through our list of sponsors again. At least I got it pulled up this time. So guys, if you need any Nitrous Express stuff, you get in contact with me. I can get you up to 20% off of your order. Give Lonnie Dyers a call over there at Extreme Automatics. He puts out one hell of a product. He builds all kinds of race transmissions. I have one of his four LEDs in my, ADEs in my truck, and it is a phenomenal thousand. Hell, it holds up to 1,000 horsepower. He's got a real good refresh fee. I think it's $450 I saw on his website today, and he's adding new products all the time. He's an innovator. He makes his own trans brake and stuff like that. So, also, it's the GetFast1.com. Brandon Terry over there. He's got your AN fittings. He's got a whole bunch of stuff. And if you're an RC car fan, drones and stuff like that, and he's got some cool stuff for that too. You can use the discount code V8S series and you will get 8% off your order. Also, if you need a painless performance wiring kits, chassis kits, added relays, whatever they got in their catalog, you can give me a call and we'll get you hooked up with a little discount there. Murphy Wallace over lssimple.net. Murphy makes he's a leader in the bracket race. He makes some really cool brackets for your LS swap. It won't put a hurting on your wallet. Also, if you use discount code VADS series, that'll get you 10% off your order. John Doherty over at Doherty Racing Cams. John custom grinds his own cams, uses his own blanks, and they're hardened. They're much better than what's being put out there. And if you're honest with him, he will make your truck go the fastest it's ever been. So, and we'd also like to give a shout out to Bill Speed at Black Widow Mufflers. All-time low drone. Discount code is BWV at a Series 20. That'll get you 20% off your order. Guys, that's huge, 20%. So, that's it for the sponsors. Also, we actually want to give a shout-out to Ricky Wheatley. Ricky Wheatley, Racer's Edge, Fiberglass over there puts out some phenomenal stuff. I haven't gotten a chance to check it out yet. We will be ordering stuff for the Sonoma. Because he just puts out some sexy products and everybody's happy with them. And you guys know it's rare to, find that. And once you do, you got to promote it. So let's give this one more shot. I heard you there, Gary. You're logging in, logging out. You thought it was on your end. No, I forgot to hit the talk button on my microphone. How you doing, Gary? Yo, Gary Spock.
What up,
brother? Yeah, one of those Colorado moments for me. Forgot to hit the talk button on the microphone. So I'm sitting there, I'm listening to myself. I'm like, everything sounds good. And then I heard you having problems. You're like, I still got nothing. I look up and I didn't hit the button on my studio dash there. So yep, I spaced it. So what's going on, Mr. Sparks?
Not much. Been out working in the garage on the Daily Slayer.
Oh yeah. Daily Slayer, man. So we can, I know, we all know Barney. What you got going on for that truck? That's a budget build, right? You said you got less than 2,000 in that truck now?
I just had to go through the transmission on it, so I'm probably at 2,200. So
okay.
I was shooting for less than $2,000, and the front pump shattered on it when it was in my son's car, and he wrecked it, so I pulled it out, put a new pump in it, figured why I got it apart, put new clutches in it, new converter, the whole nine yards.
Now, that's when cars are hitting the front, that's kind of a common thing that happens, right?
Well, he actually slid off the road, which was what made me surprised. He slid off into a ditch, but it spun the car around, so I'm assuming that when it moved the rear end over 6 inches, that it heaved on the drive shaft and made the pump break.
Gotcha. Yeah. That sucks, man. But $2,200, and I bet you, if I know Gary Sparks, that thing's gonna fly when it's done. So how budget are you going?
Hopefully it'll run halfway decent. I mean, it's
halfway decent.
280,000 mile motor. I put a cam in it, timing chain, put it back together, put it in the car.
Nice. Well, y'all see Gary at the track at North Carolina, and he's got either one of those. Yeah, hit him up. His junk's low. He'll he'll race anybody. 305 plus. It's just you and me tonight, Gary. Yeah, of course, I did blast through 10 minutes of radio silence there. Everybody probably tuned in, and went, dude, what the hell? But
I can't do it. I can't do it with my phone when I'm talking on the phone, but I'd go back in on that post and tell them that we're live, because I went in there asking if everybody else was having a problem.
Yeah, I might type that in. Okay, all right. Yeah, she didn't come to, let's see, Keith Fraley. Yeah, Keith Fraley, he has family. He's out with the family tonight. Gary, what is a good night for us to do that, man? It's going to be like a weeknight, because I don't care. I'm not working right now.
Man, I don't even know.
Yeah, no, I don't know either.
Saturday night, everybody's out running. Right now, Duck's got the race going on, so probably half the people are watching it.
Yeah, that's what I figured, too. A lot of people are down there. I was watching that for a while down there in Georgia. That's a badass race, dude. That is just, they got some cool stuff out there.
15,000 people they counted they had in there today.
Jesus. I tell you what.
Between spectators and racers. 15,000 people.
Dude, that boy puts on one hell of a show, and yeah, I mean the story behind it's even cooler. You know how the guy, he did it one year, and you know it went pretty good, and then Chris, he mortgaged his house. The way I hear it, he mortgages his house on bet the farm on the second show, and just went all balls out. And that guy's making over a couple mil, a year, on this damn show. I'd settle for a couple thousand, you know. I'd be good with that if we can start getting these shows going.
Just gotta get one to take off good.
That's what we're gonna do, man. We're gonna be coming to your side of the country, and we're gonna throw a party. I'm not gonna bet the farm, but I'm gonna put down a lot of money. Hang on one second. Let me see. Let's see. It was Matt Lotz over there. Let's see. Matt says he's got some good ideas and get ready to pull the trigger on a video. for those of you who are listening or you listen in the future when you pull up podcasts, I'm surprised. A lot of people go back and listen during the week, Gary. So we got a lot of people downloading the podcast after the fact. And I was looking at the numbers. The numbers for the podcast aren't bad, but we're going to be doing another video contest. And unfortunately, this time, you know, you guys can enter for fun, the admins and stuff, but probably not, you know, not exactly fair that we let admins. I can see that, but, you know, because what you won over somebody, right?
Yeah, beat out Matt and Skunk. No,
yeah. Which, you know, I get it. That might have been a popularity contest. I'm going to have to admit to you, Matt Watts, he put out a freaking badass video. I like that, man. I like that from the shrink and, the whole script and, you know, he cut it together and put, you know, all kinds of titles in between. It was a really cool, really cool idea. And apparently he's got an even better idea this year. You know, I'm excited to see what he's got going on. Hang on, what's calling to listen? All right, 40 minutes left. Yeah, my wife is all over it. She just posted, so we got that covered, Gary.
Good deal.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So Matt, absolutely. If you wanna actually, you know, let me what's your call?
Matt, Neil, I know Neil's got something up his sleeve.
Oh, yeah.
Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
Mandy's probably got a mad collection that she can at least throw in. We do a little admin video contest. We don't win nothing, but we just still get to throw in some videos.
Well, you know what? We got taxes coming back, and I'm selling that food truck. So, like I told you, I'm going to bump it in. You know, I'm going to bump it up and get things going. So, we'll have a contest. I'll do a prize for the admins too. And Christ, you guys have been there for a lot of years, man. So we're gonna have fun. We're gonna actually hang on. Oh, okay. All right. If you're listening in, Matt, all you have to do is press the number one button. I'll get to your call. So we'll run some more contests and stuff. Yeah, I see you, Matt. Area code 616 there, I believe. So we'll run some more contests. I actually talked to I'm going to talk to a artist, and I think it's about time for a new design. So I'm going to throw down about, you know, between $300 and $500 and have an artist come up with something really cool. Get you guys wearing some new stuff to the track. It's been a couple of years since we came out with a new design, so definitely going to do that. Get some contests going on. As I said, we're going to try and get a race show going on the East Coast. Whether it be huge or whether it be smaller, it don't matter. I'll fly out for it, and, you know, at least like to rent the track for one day. But, you know, if we get to do a test and tune or something like that, you know, we can do that. But I'm ready to party, man. Definitely ready to party, so... You thinking that's good there, Gary?
Yeah, hopefully we'll get a good turnout when we get a race together.
I think we will. You know,
new graphics on the shirts will be kick ass. I mean, the ones we got
are
good. They got something else to choose from.
What I think I'm going to do, I think I'm going to keep it in the, you know, same form as the retro style, because everybody kind of agrees that retro style is kind of cool. You know, this time might be do a drive-in or a sock hop, or, you know, I don't even know if the young kids know what the hell a sock hop was, but, you know, it's just like kind of a drive-in, you know, like, you got them out there. The, what the hell is that restaurant that you, it's kind of like
Sonic.
That.
Kind of like
yeah,
those Sonic cruises.
Yeah, exactly.
We still have one here in Raleigh every now and then. Bunch of guys will meet up with Sonic. Yeah. As long as they
can keep
smoking tires and acting like fools, they let us do it. So.
Yeah. Well, Colorado, they're very PC out here, so I don't think you would get anybody even revving their engine. I got yelled at for that.
People revving their engine and it sounds so loud.
I'm like, dude, really? Holy crap. Why the hell do I put loud mufflers on my friggin' car? In my truck?
We rolled into the one here in Raleigh and unloaded at the other end of the plaza so we could drive up to where they were parking all the cars and stopped in the parking lot and hiked the front wheels up about 3 inches off the ground and pulled over and parked.
Hell yeah. Well, maybe, I mean, I told you the first year I was out here, dude, I mean, the tuners are hanging with the hot rod guys who are hanging with the exotics. I mean, you know, a couple cars down from me, there's a freaking Lamborghini and like a Lotus. So it's a really weird scene out here. But after the thing was over, I went back on their page because I got updates and stuff on their page. And it's called Cars and Coffee. And I swear to God, people are posting pictures. This person was parked over the line, and this person did a burnout, and this person, you know, revved their engine. And I'm like, dude, really? I'm like, that's my sponsor. He wants everyone to hear my mufflers. So screw you guys. They don't even think
they
do that anymore.
They
anyway,
do their car-
let me put you back on.
Everywhere.
Oh, God. They got drive-through coffee shops here. In a lot of them. And there's new ones going up all the time. And it's way better than Dunkin' Donuts. But it's kind of cool. They got a... I forget what the hell the name of the one is. Oh, Ziggy's. It's pretty damn good coffee. They got cute girls working there, too. So it's fun. All right. Hang on a second, Gary. We're going to put you on hold. We want to hear from Matt, man. I haven't heard from him for quite a while. And maybe I can put... All right. Here we go. Area code 616. You're live on the air. Matt.
How's it going, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Doing
all right.
Sweet, man. Sweet. So, you heard us talking about that. That was my favorite video by far. So you hit me
appreciate
on PM and you said you got some new ideas, huh?
Yeah, I've got some stuff up my sleeve and
dude, that's
something
really cool.
Trickling out my pant leg, I guess, too, I guess you could say.
Hell yeah, man. That's really cool.
But,
and you said you needed an excuse to get out in the garage and start wrenching on it, too. So we'll give you that excuse. I just got to get – I'll get with a few sponsors and see what they can kick in. We'll probably do, like, the gift certificates again, and I'll try and do it around the same time that I release the new design. So, you know, of course, I'll kick in a sweatshirt. Or a t-shirt or whatever. And
cool.
I'm sure Brandon's going to throw in some gift certificates and stuff. And it's just a fun time, man. I love it. That last one was real good. Neil had a cool video. You had just the badass video. Maybe because you mentioned my name. I don't know. Just smiling.
Who knows? You know, throw somebody
Rob
under
Young's
the bus.
Fault.
They kind of like it.
No, dude. It's hilarious. Hilarious. Rob Young's fault. It's all that guy's fault.
Yeah,
so
I kind of feel
on,
bad
man?
Though. I've been neglecting Old Red for the past year. I've been over the road, but now I'm local, so I've been out truck driving and whatnot, keeping the country running with all the other gentlemen out there. But yeah, so I told my wife, I said, I got to start playing with the truck again and putting some money into it. And she said, well, you got to sell the Jeep then. And I was like, oh, no.
No.
I like my Jeep too, but... But yeah, but other than that, no, it's been good, man. I got, you know, we added another one to the family, and
really?
And he's
congratulations,
a little boy now. He's two. Yeah, I think he's 2 years old now, and he loves Dad's truck. Every chance he gets, if I'm out in the garage, he's running out there wanting to stand on the seat and hold the steering wheel. And
awesome.
So
awesome. So
yeah.
Maybe we even see a little cameo in the new video contest, huh?
No, I'm not going to spoil any surprises.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. Yeah, definitely get to work on it, because we are going to throw some throw it up there as a contest, and whether I got to put in all the money or, you know, put it, but I'm sure I can get the sponsors to throw in some money, cuz they love to advertise and help us out. But yeah, man, it'll be
cool.
It's
all about having a good time, man. That's what it's about.
It really is.
My thing was just about having fun.
Yeah, you blew it through the roof. You know, the first 2 years that we did it, we got some cool stuff, but you thought outside the box, and that's what I liked about it. It wasn't just, you know, doing a burnout or drag racing or, you know, something like that. There was actually production and script, and I was like, holy crap, look at these guys, man. They're actually putting some effort into it. This is cool.
When we're passionate about these things, it's fun, you know?
It is. It is. It definitely is. So you haven't really done any work on Big Red or Little Red.
Little Red, yeah.
Lately, huh?
No, a little over a year ago, I blew the transmission out in Grand Rapids on my way home from work, and it had a T5 in it, and I literally grenaded that thing, and I couldn't find another world class T5 to put in it, and it was far beyond being put back there rebuilt. So, unfortunately, right now it's got a NV3500 in it, which all I did was swap out a clutch disc because of different splines, and I guess there's a clearance issue because she'll move right now, but once I step on the gas, she burns the clutch up. It's got some preload in it, so I got to figure something out with a throw-up bearing in it, which won't be very hard. I mean, I've got one that I turned the collar down, that little plastic collar that's on those. I turned it down a good 3/4 inch on a lathe. I just got to put it in there to see if it'll work, because if my theory is right, it should, but I am Polish, so.
Well, yeah, I was running the NV3500 in the Sonoma. I forget if there was something with the flywheel on that. I think there was.
Well, I'm running the Corvette, the lightweight Corvette style flywheel.
Oh, okay.
A lot of race car drivers run them around here, stock car drivers, dirt trackers, and it's not that big, thick, heavy, inch thick thing. It's all hollow on the back. It's really cool. I like them, but I guess it's a little taller standing off or something. I'm not sure exactly. So,
gotcha.
One way or another, she'll be going soon. As soon as the snow melts up here in Michigan, so.
Heck yeah, brother. Yeah, we've been lucky. Haven't got much snow here in Colorado, and if we do, it goes away in 2 days or a day.
Okay.
But
not here, man.
Around very well.
And we
got done with that
polar vortex a couple weeks ago.
The polar vortex. Be afraid.
Oh man, that was crazy. That was cold.
It was. You guys had what, -60 degrees with the wind chill, so I felt bad for you, man.
Yep.
That was pretty chilly up there. A couple of years ago we had that -17 degrees real. I mean, that was -17, that was the temperature, and you know, with the winds it was just ridiculous. And that was the year that we found out you should not run a food truck during the winter. It just doesn't work. Colorado. Yeah. Like I said, we'll be selling the food truck, and I'm probably doing a race show on the East Coast this year. Probably up near Gary, North Carolina, Virginia area. So we're going to throw a big party in. Invite everybody to come down, probably late in the fall. So definitely look for that. But as far as the contest goes, give me probably a couple months, and I'll open the doors. I just got to see what I can work out for prizes and stuff. So what else? Let me get your opinion on something. You know Turbo Bullet, how they do these auctions, these raffles?
I'm not familiar with it, no.
Okay, all right. Big guy runs like, you know, you buy, there's 25 spots, and it, just for example, 25 spots, $20 each. So it's basically, you know, a raffle. You put in $20 and you got a chance to win, like, you know, I'm thinking like a set of Black Widow mufflers, which would normally run you like $250 or something, and, you know, maybe one of Murphy's brackets, or maybe another sponsor, something or other, you know, and they go in different price points. You know, he runs ones that, you know, his prizes are up there $3,000, but, you know, it's, I don't know, it's an idea. I think I might try it. And starting out,
yeah, raffles are always good.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not looking to make $1 million, but, you know, figure, I mean, some guys are just buying $20 scratch offs. So, Christ, you can, you know, when you can win, I don't know, parts for your truck instead of cash is good too. Anyway, I don't know. I'm rambling.
I tell you,
anything else, man?
If you did that and the prize was a T56, I would buy a few tickets.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. You know, you got freaking, I mean, we got sponsors that got some high-end stuff, so, you know. But I'm thinking, you know,
right.
I'll get with Ricky Wheatley. You know, we're still trying to hear back from him. You've seen his stuff, right? That Racer's Edge fiberglass?
Yep, some of it.
Dude, that stuff is amazing. That guy really does a good job. I'm pretty impressed with what I see. And everybody that's ordering it says it lines up perfect. You know, Jared Harlow just got that bumper. He said it's phenomenal. Everybody who gets it says it's good stuff. So, you know, I think I'm a – well, I did talk to him, and he is interested in working with us. So just waiting for him to call us, but I'm sure he's busy as hell. Guys like that during the winter time, they get – yeah, guys like that during the wintertime, you know, that's when you're building your truck, so.
You know, everybody wants parts.
Absolutely, absolutely. So anything else going on, bud?
That's about it, man. I'm getting ready for the 500 tomorrow. Can't wait. I'm glad this football stuff is over. No offense to anybody, but that's not my cup of tea.
Nah, I don't do the foosball.
Nope, me neither. I might catch a Tigers game once in a while, you know, but.
I used to watch it back in the day, but, you know, it's then I get into politics, and I can't stand football or politics, so.
Yep. Like, yeah, don't get me started on politics. I'll make people mad.
Oh, you know, I don't make anybody mad anymore. It all, you know, I'm like, we want
to. I don't mean to.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I don't have a dog in the fight, man. They run the show themselves. They don't ask for my they took away my right to vote, so I don't vote and I don't care. I don't pay the criminals in D.C. And if you tell me I'm a non-citizen, you know, you've taken away my rights. Then I don't give a crap what you do. Just leave me the hell alone. So that's my stance on it. But
hey,
left or right,
you know, I respect everybody's view. So.
Absolutely, you know, left or right, we're all it all heads in the same direction. You know, what kills
hey,
me.
We both we all got two hands, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, left or right, what kills me is, you know, you got everybody Trump bashing, and I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Trump basher. You know, and I don't, like I said, I don't support any of them. I go for the truth, and that's about it, which in politics, that's just basically impossible. So,
right.
Everybody's beating him up about this friggin' wall, okay? When, if, and it's on record, you have Obama and you have Bill Clinton, or Hillary Clinton, and Bill Clinton, both saying that we absolutely need a wall on our border. What the hell is the difference? Nobody was barking when they were saying it. Oh, yeah, it's true. We need security. But when he does it, it's like, oh, my God, he's racist. What the
Yep.
You know, and that's where I know the game is skewed. It's whatever they want you to believe. It's whoever they want you to root for. They'll put it up on CNN, Fox News, and all that other shit. And it really,
yep.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter either way. So that's my point.
Your TV tells you what to be mad at.
Absolutely. The little box in the corner has brainwashed you into what your beliefs are and are not, which is a bunch of crap.
Right, right.
I like to think for myself. So anyway, that's my take on it. Yeah, you know what? We'll do this like might as well, you know, like the end of the show, and we'll just end the show when the end of the show is, if that makes any sense whatsoever. What's up, Gary Sparks?
What's up?
No, we got Matt on the line. I figured we might as well do this like like we do it at the end of the show because nobody else is calling in. We'll all bullshit for a few minutes and then we'll drop the show, man. It's a slow night.
We might try doing Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Middle of the week, hump day, you know.
Yeah.
About 8 o'clock for you guys on the East Coast, or it's like 7 better, because that's like 5 o'clock here for me, so that's sometimes a little tough, but not really, because I don't do much.
Yeah. By 7 o'clock, I'm usually not even close to home.
So 8 o'clock's better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it is a construction. Okay. Work till the sun goes
down. Myself, about this time of night, I'm stuck at a dock waiting to get unloaded at GM Fort Wayne Assembly.
So that's perfect time for you, right? You're sitting and waiting, so you can get on the show.
Well, we're young out.
Hell yeah, you ain't got nothing else better to do. So you're not running OTR anymore? You're not coming out to Colorado anymore,
no,
there,
no.
Matt?
No, I was running flatbed for a while, but now I run local and I haul auto parts from Grand Rapids down to Fort Wayne every day.
Okay.
And I get to be home with the family and everything, and obviously get to see my truck.
Nice. Absolutely. I can't wait to start digging into mine again. You know, I pussyfoot around. If you saw the post the other day, I had to jumpstart the food truck. So
yep, I
was
saw
like,
that
hey, I'll jumpstart it with the Sonoma. Of course, do a little burnout down the road and stuff. She's like, you're bad. I'm like, I know, but yeah, it's not really my fault. The truck told me to do it. She just don't get it. She gets in it. It'll spin the tire. She's like, nah, I don't want to drive it. Nope, it scares me. And I'm like, no, it just calls me.
the brain forces the foot, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But then when she's in the passenger,
I don't know about
seat,
you. But... Go ahead.
Now, go ahead.
I was like, I don't know about you, but the brain forces the foot, man. My foot has a mind of its own.
Agreed.
I'll be sitting there, be like, I shouldn't go this fast. My foot's like, shut up, wuss.
Yeah. Yep. Unfortunately, I can't go that fast right now because that drive shaft I got is not the best drive shaft in the world, and it's what do you call it? Jumping rope. It's like it's at critical mass, so it gets a little vibration in it up around 100 miles an hour, so it's not good. I'm going to switch back to a two-piece drive shaft. I'm just going to get one out of the junkyard and, probably have it, if I need to have it shortened, I guess I would. I don't know. I'll figure it out, but I'm going back to two-piece. I can't stand this long-ass extended cab one-piece drive shaft that nobody can friggin' balance. It's like 2 inches over what anybody had at least 5 or 6 years ago. They couldn't build me one because it was just too long, which I don't understand, but whatever. They can't high-speed balance them, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense then.
Yeah. Because those things, they'll do me all day. That's what this one was. I got it out of a full-size pickup. Just like that. 3.5 or 4 inch freaking drive shaft, 4 inch drive shaft, it's a big ass drive shaft, but they just can't high speed balance it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever. We'll get it figured out. So, anything else, gentlemen?
That's about it for me.
Yeah, yeah. All right, brother. Well, you know what? I tell you what, get started on that. Get your ideas down, and I promise you something pretty cool if you win. And even if you don't, you know, we'll do a first, second, and third place just like we do all the other years. We'll figure it out. What do we have? We had, gift certificate, we had a hoodie, and we had something else.
Set of heads.
Gift for first.
Bare heads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that
Jared
was Jared threw in those. Yes,
yep,
yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he
threw
did.
In the head.
Well, I'll get somebody to throw something
in. You threw in a shirt.
Yeah, Brandon had
those
gift certificates. Yep, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll get some cool stuff going. All right. Yeah, hell yeah, bro. Like I said, even if I get to come out of pocket, I'm making a little on that food truck, just a little bit. So once that sells, I'll be a lot better. So, all right. You know, I think Matt, again, thanks for calling in, and we'll do something probably in the middle of the week, maybe hump day, figure something out, get a whole bunch of people calling. But thanks for calling in, brother. Good talking to you, and we'll talk to you soon. All right. And, Gary, I think I'm just going to end the agony, man. It is a slow night. Oh, and I will mention... I will get that article up on the website. Now, that was the only pictures you sent were those two pictures, right?
That was it. Just pointing where to place the nickel and what a flat was. That was it.
Okay. All right.
And then I'll get started on the one for traction bars.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Had one of the guys in the group. I think it was Jimmy Mills, maybe.
Okay.
He's going to try to do he was going to work on getting us a post up with all the stuff you need parts-wise for, I think, the newer style trucks.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because, you know, I saw that post. Oops, excuse me. I saw that post, and somebody was saying, well, you know, we need to get a list together. And I'm kind of okay with that. But the problem I have with that is there is no definitive, you know, parts list. There's a lot of different parts, and if you use this one part, you got to use a different part. Because, all right, I'll give you an example. And so people are asking about oil pans on the LS motors. Now, I have a first gen. I have an LS. I have the GM muscle car pan. Yeah, the muscle car pan on there. Not the Holley one, but the muscle car pan. Now, there was no freaking way in hell that I was going to be able to put that in without notching the cross member. But then you got a lot of people saying, no, you don't have to notch it. You don't have to notch it at all. But I can take a picture of mine and show you that there is no freaking way that oil pan would clear with the muscle rod mounts that I have. So you see what I'm saying? It's just, it's a tough call. You know, I don't mind them asking questions because there is no definitive answer. Sure, we can give them a parts list, and, you know, they can use it as a guide, but, you know, you got to be careful in that aspect, because if you tell them, absolutely no, if you use the muscle car pan, you don't have to notch it. And then they go and they put different mounts in there where they have to notch it. They're like, what the hell? You know, your guide said that I didn't have to use it. Like, well, what mounts did you use? So we got to put a whole bunch of, you know, disclaimers there. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't mind them.
If he puts the mounts that he used in order to make his work with the right oil pan, what I see with most of them is they'll buy one style of mount and a different style of headers, and
you know
as well as I do, you can't do that with these combinations. It has to be the motor mount that's made for those headers, or you run into problems. It's hard for me to make a list on the small block motors because half the time I'm making parts to make stuff work. So.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm starting to do, you know, just on, like, you know, mounts for different things like the radiator or, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, screw this. Why, you know, why am I going to go buy this when I can just make something up? And how the hell do you tell something? I remember you had a template going, what the hell was that, the lower alternator bracket or something? Or for those, yeah. You had a template.
I sent those things all over the United States.
Absolutely. So, you know, it's cool if you can do that. It's just, it's tough sometimes. You know,
it's the same way, though. If you don't, you have to run a certain mount. That motor has to be a certain height. Like the truck I'm building now, I lowered the motor down in there as low as I could get it. So that mount that I was putting out, I was sending templates out to, I can't use it on it. Because I got the motor in there so low. So.
No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Everyone's. I mean, you can give an idea parts list, but everybody's build is pretty much going to be different, just by the way the trucks are set up and what mounts they got, and
what transmission you got,
what cross members they're wanting to use. So.
Yeah, so that's why I don't mind guys asking the same questions. I get it for the OG guys, you know, Christ, I was looking at the one guy, he's like, yeah, I've been in here years, and I've seen that same question asked, you know, a bajillion times. And he's right, he's been in there for a long time. And I get it, you know, it can be annoying because you're scrolling through at your skill level going, God, I've seen, you know, same thing. Oh, here's something interesting, you know. So, yeah, guys, use the search feature if you can, but, you know, I certainly don't mind the newbies asking questions. But we'll get some sort of something on the website and on the site, on the VHS or the VHS 10 owners group, and try and help guys out. But
I mean, we have a lot of guys that are not asking questions because they're burning the search up, which is fine. But I mean,
well, yeah.
If they want to come in and ask a question, I mean, as it's in the rules.
there's no
stupid question. Ask it.
And, you know, for most of us, we feel good that we can, you know, just rattle off the top of our heads. Yeah, this is. Did you see the one though? I think you. Would you say there is no such thing? I'm the guy that wants the 8/8. He don't want to weld it. He don't want to cut it. He wants to drop it right in, and he wants it to fit. You're like, there ain't no such thing.
No. I mean, you can make them. And Hal Marvin Jr., they've done it a number of times, put an 8.8 right in it, but you have to get the right backspace for him. You're going to spend more than that $150 that you spend at the junkyard to put it in there.
Hell yeah.
But it's worth it in the long run when you can drop the truck in gear and go for a drive and know that if you hit the gas, the rear end's not going to blow apart. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I love that 8.8, but, like, you know, with that backspace, you know, when you don't cut it down, your option on rims sucks unless you want to Joe Dirt it around town, you know, with tires sticking out.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of options. Not from what I see. Trying to find a 7.5 backspace rim is.
Holy crap. And, you know, I know Hal Jr. likes to use those Corvette rims, but. Yeah, try and find tires for that. You know what I'm saying? Try and find drag radials. And if you find tires for those, I forget what size rims, but they're expensive. I mean, those aren't just, you know, they ain't cheap. But, yeah, I mean, I'm dialing back. I'm going with a 15-inch rim as opposed to a 16 because I don't like my choices in drag radials for 16-inch.
Yeah, they don't have a whole lot of.
They do not. They do not.
So they don't. They don't sell them because there ain't enough people to buy them.
Yeah, it's very true. Very true. Everybody's running a 15, so I will too. I'll just find some rims that look good. Jared would be happy. He hates my extreme rims. He's like, dude, those rims are ugly. I'm like, I like them. I don't know. But anyway. All right, Gary. I guess we'll let you go. We only got 9 minutes left. We ain't got junk to talk about. Guys, I promise you, we will find the right night, to do this, to get everybody to call in and have a good time and BS and stuff. But like you said, I'm sure, you know, if I wasn't doing this, I'd be watching, and I'm going to go back to watching it after this, you know, Lights Out 10.
Lights Out.
Because that's fun. Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
So you in a parking lot again? You waiting to get arrested?
Yeah, no. Not tonight. No cops around me yet.
Mr. Sparks, we've seen you
here
a lot.
I made it to the parking lot. So.
Hell yeah. They follow you when you left out last time?
They just started circling around, so I just fired the truck up and rolled out. They didn't follow me or anything. They were just, I guess they were afraid I was going to rob the grocery store.
Oh, God. Nice. All right, man. I'll talk to you soon. I still wanted to talk to you about something else, but we'll talk off the air. So until next time, until next week, maybe we'll try it on this Wednesday, see if we get some people call in. We'll try Friday. I don't know. We'll try a whole bunch of nights and see what the best night is. But until next time, from Fort Collins, Colorado, VHS Series Live. Be sure to tune in next time, whenever that is. And we are out. Andy will play the intro again.
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious shit.
I feel the need for speed.
Wow, he's really fast, isn't he?
Yeah, buddy.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Nothing else matters, not the mortgage, not the store, not my team and all their bullshit. For those 10 seconds of love, I'm free.